It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find the great Ray Fittipaldo from the Post Gazette. Ray, before we get into Steelers chatter, our fan producer hot dog eating contest is this afternoon at 3 p.m. So that includes myself, it includes Harry Callis, it includes City Limits. It also includes a handful of the part-time guys as well. Little intern Dom is in the mix. We have a couple of guys that work sometimes on the weekends and evenings. Where are you feeling the betting odds go? I feel that Harry is your favorite going into this.
Yeah, I mean, Callis has to be, what, minus 500, maybe like even money, right?
Yeah.
I think it'd be an upset if Callis did not win. But, hey, maybe you could pull it off, Donnie.
I'm hoping. I mean, I'm gonna get like a nice long workout in after I'm done this morning and then come back here around 2:30. Hopefully the appetite is built up. But, yeah, I agree with you, Ray. I think that Harry is the man to win this thing this afternoon. Have you ever taken part in any sort of hot dog eating contest?
I have not, but are these odds on like the sports books? Can you like go to Vegas or
we tried, right?
The casino? Yeah,
that's,
there you go.
But there's $500 at stake too, so that's added incentive for me. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Pony has put a $500 prize up for grabs here, so the motivation is certainly there. Ray, I was on the Chipped Ham and Football podcast yesterday with one of your PG brethren, Brian Batko. We talked about, we did a draft of Steelers breakout players in 2024. I had the first selection, and I went with Keanu Benton. Why do you think that was a good or bad selection on my part?
No, I think it's good. If you look, Donnie, at the age of that defensive line, I think they have to give more playing time to Keanu Benton in the sub packages. And I understand that they kind of eased him into things as a rookie. They do that with all of their rookies. But if you remember at the end of last season, and I think Mike Tomlin or Terrell Austin repeated it again a few weeks ago, he's got a chance to be a dominant football player. Tomlin and Austin are both on the record saying that. So I'm with you. You know, if you want to look at the defense, you know, we could probably talk a lot more about skill guys being breakout players because that's where the stats are going to be. But I think that's a great pick. I think Keanu Benton only had one sack as a rookie. If he plays in sub packages this year, and you would think, you know, with Cam Hayward being 35 years old, that he would even see a little bit more playing time than he did last year. I think those numbers can go up to 6 or 7, even 8 this year if things break the right way.
I feel like you can't say with confidence that really anybody besides Benton will be on this team in like 2 to 3 years' time. Like, I feel like Ogunjobi will be out the door. Hayward is a question mark either with another team or due to retirement. Loudermilk and Liao, they are two fringe guys to just make the roster at this point year in and year out. Loudermilk more so because he's been around since 2021. Monty Adams is like a nice complimentary player, but he's not a long-term answer. Then you have people like Dean Lowry, Braden Fajoko, who will probably go back and forth from the practice squad. I feel like Benton's the only guy that I'm confident in saying will stick around for a minute.
Yeah, I think unfortunately for the Steelers, Donnie, I know you follow the draft like I do, they're just not coming out at that position like they used to. So when the Steelers do rebuild this line, they might have to do it through free agency, or maybe this coming draft will be better than this past draft. But yeah, for the 2024 season at least, they're going to have to get by with their their aging unit there. I will say one thing about Leal. Austin said this a few weeks ago. He is in better shape than he ever has been. So it's a third-round pick. You know, there's talent there, but for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to, you know, to break out just yet. But if he can get it together, that would be huge for this defensive line. It's his third year. It's kind of put up or shut up time. And if there's one guy you want to watch, maybe not be a breakout player, but maybe be a guy who comes in and surprises a little bit, I'll go with Leal.
Ray, when you think of other breakout type guys, somebody else that I brought up talking with Brian, a player that we've been waiting to break out, but also wondering at the same time, are the expectations just too high based on what we saw this guy do at the combine? I mean, you look at a player like Calvin Austin III, and you know he had a couple of highlights last year, and by a couple I mean a couple. He had like two,
yeah.
And he's been somebody that has looked good in practice. He's looked good at out in Latrobe during training camp. He will look good in the preseason, but he really hasn't been much more than another Mr. August type player. Like, what do you think it will take for him to shine through? I mean, there's really there's an opening here at receiver.
Most definitely. And you know, if you look at Calvin Austin, you know, he's 5'8". You know, he's slight. He's probably only 170, 180 pounds. If he's going to be a guy who contributes more this year, he's going to have to be that catch and run guy. You know, get it to him in short spaces and let him see if he can run after the catch. He is not going to be a guy that you're going to run downfield on intermediate routes and expect him to be a possession receiver. He had that one nice deep catch against the Raiders last year, but you know, asking a guy who's 5'8 to go up and get 50-50 balls deep, I don't think you're going to have much success doing that. So, you know, he's probably misused a little bit in the Matt Canada offense. Of course, he missed his rookie season because of the injury. So I view him in a little bit different light than Leal, but kind of similar too. You know, year three, you know, give him a little bit of a pass for that rookie season injury. But, you know, if Austin is going to do something with his football team, you would think it would be this year. And hopefully Arthur Smith has a plan for that. I think they could use him. I don't, you know, view him as a number two, Donnie, but I think maybe as a four or a five. Yeah, I think he can contribute this year and, you know, put up some better stats than he did last year.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
George Pickens was left off the CBS rankings of top 20 wide receivers. I didn't think it was necessarily a complete snubbing. I thought he could have fallen into maybe somewhere between 17 to 20, maybe 18 to 20. What do you think it will take for him to break into that barrier?
Yeah, I mean, Donnie, I say it all the time. He's the Steelers' number one receiver. I'm not convinced that he's viewed around the league as a number one receiver. So, you know, he had over, what, 1,100 yards last year. It was a good season. But a lot of that came with big plays late in the season. So I just think people on the national level kind of want to see more consistency. You know, can you be a guy who goes out there every single week and gets 5, 6, 7 catches, you know, close to 100 yards, you know, between 80 and 120 every single week? So that consistency is probably – the thing that's holding him back. Again, you know, I hate to keep going back to Matt Canada, but, you know, I think he was probably a little bit of a victim, you know, of Canada's inability to craft good game plans and to call good games. So, you know, hopefully with Arthur Smith, we could see even more out of Pickens, but I'm with you. You know, I wouldn't consider that a snub at all. I think he's a guy who is still developing. And I think, you know, honestly, you know, leadership and maturity, all those things play into your image around the league, and I think that's probably an issue with some people out there as well.
Do you think any or all three of the main tight ends could see a little bit of a breakout in their own right with the new offense?
Yeah, I mean, Freiermuth, obviously. I mean, I think he was somewhat of a breakout player as a rookie, you know, with all the success he had in the red zone. But, I think he's a talented pass catcher. And, you know, Arthur Smith uses his tight ends. And, you know, looking at this roster and right now kind of the opening at number two receiver, you could see a guy like Freiermuth get a lot more targets than he did with Canada as the OC. I go back to what happened, you know, Canada's last game, you know, when Mike Sullivan and Eddie Faulkner crafted their first game plan, it was obvious they wanted to get Freiermuth involved, and they did. I don't see why you couldn't do that. You know, not every week he's going to be your number one, but I'm sure 4, 5, 6 times a season, you know, he's going to have matchups that you can take advantage of. And I think Smith is obviously more competent than Matt Canada, so I would expect that to happen this year.
Pro Football Focus ranked the Steelers offensive line 9th best in the National Football League. I feel like the potential is there, but it seems like just that right now, a lot of projection and potential. So where do you come down on that ranking?
Yeah, now I'm assuming, knowing Pro Football Focus and the way they grade Dan Moore, I'm assuming they're projecting Broderick Jones to be the left tackle and Faotanu to be the right tackle.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, you look at Sam Mollo, who had a good year. He didn't give up a sack. James Daniels is solid. You know, so other than left tackle and Moore being replaced, the only other question mark would be, does Zach Frazier come in as a rookie and play well, or do the Steelers have to get by for a little bit of the season with Nate Herbig as the center? I suppose, you know, that could maybe pull the Steelers down a little bit. Top 10 offensive line, I'm not too sure about that going into the season, but I would say top 15. And if things go well, if Faotanu is the real deal, if Jones looks a little bit better on the left side, then yeah, I could totally see that happening by the end of the season.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Ray.
All right, Donnie, have a good day.
There you go. Our guy, Ray Fittipaldo, one of the best in the business.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.